Благодаря.
Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets we keep it real. Day and night the struggle fighting serious. But so for real, tell me what was I to do. All I said was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon? It is me, not VJ today, because VJ is at a meeting. So he went to go visit a school in St. Paul with the outreach team. So I have a guest co-host, Ms. Latrice Graham, who will be talking about her nonprofit that she runs, which helps get young ladies and women off the street from human trafficking and prostitution. How are you this afternoon, dear?
I'm doing great. Praise God.
That's good. Amen. So how did you end up getting into this type of business, this type of nonprofit work?
First of all, I would like to give thanks to God who made all this possible for me. I was into prostitution for 29 years. And I had a sister that was still out there. So I went back to get my sister, and when I went back to get my sister, I started talking to the other women that I was out there with prior to me leaving. So I started going to Chicago like two or three times a year when I started off and going and trying to get my sister out of it. And like I said, I went to talk to the other women that were still out there. So I just started going in the streets and started ministering to the women and convincing them to come out of the lifestyle that they was in and to bring them back here in Minnesota and help them get treatment. And I pay for their tickets and help them get treatment and housing and anything else they needed.
And how did you start funding this? Like, how do you have supporters, like organizations or corporate sponsors or anything like that?
No, right now I sell clothes. Right now to support what I do, but people do support me because they support me when they buy my clothes and other things like that, you know, until we get through with this nonprofit organization with the IRS, and then I'll be able to fund it in another way. But right now it's working like this.
Oh, so you're working on the 501c3, the tax-exempt type stuff?
Correct, we're working on that.
Okay. So what if somebody wants to help you in some way, towards this organization, wants to help you try and get these women off the streets, how can they help?
First of all, they can look my website up. It's mycoob.org, and they can look up there. They can do the application online, and they can volunteer if they choose to do so. They can email me at latricegraham@gmail.com. No, gmail.org, excuse me.
And I'll put that up on our blog talk, on the episode info for you guys that want that. We've got her phone number, we'll put her email address up there, and we've got her website up there if you guys are interested in helping her. Ms. Latrice, did you have any idea that the FBI had identified the Twin Cities as one of the nation's 13th largest centers for child prostitution?
Yes, I did.
That is so just disturbing and sad. I had no idea that it was that bad.
Yes, that's true. Yes, I was aware of the FBI, but you know, human trafficking / prostitution is a big organization. The biggest business besides drug selling. It's the next to that, and it's much needed around the world, and you have little girls that's 12 and 13 is getting tricked into human trafficking, and that's the new modern day of slavery. You have people, let me stress this first of all. A lot of people think that human trafficking is just prostitution, women being manipulated into prostitution. Men also get manipulated, kids get manipulated, and little boys get manipulated into selling their bodies, because, you know, we got people out here that like the same sex, you know, like men's does. But a lot of people look at human trafficking as, again, as being women's into prostitution. That's not so. It's also human trafficking. It's also when you go like over there in Korean and the Koreans and things like that, they sell their kids to people that's promising to give their kids jobs, to give them their children, and promise to give them a job to make them wealthy and all this. And them kids go in there and work for 17, 18 hours without even getting paid. The only thing the employer do is just provide the way for them to eat. They don't pay them anything. So that's a form of human trafficking as well, / prostitution. We have a lot of young women that don't feel good about themselves and allow men to say the right thing and to trick them in the process of promising them that they love them. And some of us go all out the way to be loved and stay in unhealthy relationships and to make a man happy and do what he chooses for us to do, which is to sell our body or to dance, to be at an exotic dance. Exotic dancing is a form of prostitution. So people put all these different names on prostitution. Anytime you, whatever trade you do for the sex, that's prostitution. It ain't no name for it. Like some women say, I got a John and I don't sell my body. Yes, you do. You're just not standing on the corner. That's still a form of prostitution. Don't get it twisted. That's real talk. But in order for us to really put an end to this, we need everyone to really come together and support those that's into helping bring women out of prostitution, trafficking / prostitution. A lot of women are not victims. Some of us just went into it to support a drug habit. But victims are the ones that, to me, this is my personal opinion, the ones that were manipulated, promised. Like some people put on a website that if they come over here and they could be models and they get over there, the whole thing that flipped. So them the ones that being tricked, and to me, them the ones that victims. So we have to really pay attention, and we have to let our children know how these men come to us. You can find a man in church because a place is designed, because a church is church. That don't mean everybody come there for that purpose. Some people come there so they can manipulate vulnerable women, vulnerable boys and girls and young men into manipulating and doing for them what they want them to do for them to be loved. And I didn't have a pimp. I was just out there. I didn't really have no pimp. And what took me out there was the drugs and me wanting to be accepted. And I did find some acceptance and somewhat in the men's. Until now that I'm clean, I'm learning how to love myself and just be okay with me. Not with no man making me whole and complete. You know, because can't nobody really do that but God, if you really look at it. Only God can do those things that can't nobody else do. No doctor, nobody. And that's who I really depend on today. That's who got me doing what I do today. I didn't do this on my own because of God and because of who he is. He the one called me to do what I do, and that's what it is.
Wow. Well, that is a calling because, to be honest with you, you know, I kind of grew up a little sheltered, and, you know, since I've been 18, I've learned a lot, you know, in my years, you know, being out on my own and whatnot. But I sit and I love criminal shows, Law and Order, love that type of stuff. And they have, you know, stuff like that in those episodes on the regular basis, you know, human trafficking and those little kids. They've had episodes of kids that they sell back and forth for, I mean, like household chores and stuff like that. You know, families buy a small Asian kid or something like that and just have them do the ironing and all the housework and whatnot. And I just kind of, you know, that's a TV show. It might happen in New York. It might happen in, you know, some big city or something like that with a ton of people, but it wouldn't happen here. And I've really opened my eyes. This has really opened my eyes to a lot of this. I don't think a lot about it, you know, because you just don't see going up and down Lake Street, you don't see the typical, stereotypical prostitute-looking person. They're dressed real casually if, you know, they're out there.
Right.
You know, they're not in the 6-inch heels and the short mini skirts and the tube top, you know, because it's cold in Minnesota. But, you know, I mean, even when it's hot, they look like casual people. But you, apparently some men or whoever, I guess women probably take them up too every once in a while, but you just kind of have no idea who they are until, you know, you really see something happen.
Yeah.
But, One thing I did want to say, and, you know, I had helped a young woman with this probably about a year or so ago that came through the doors here. By very conservative measures, a November 2010 study found that each month in Minnesota, at least 213 girls are sold for sex on average five times per day. That's five different people a day through the internet and escort services.
Right.
So 213 girls, five times each. So that's over 1,000 people serviced.
Correct.
With in just 1 month.
Right.
And that's not including hotel, street, or gang activity.
Right.
So that's just internet activity.
Right.
So that just, that alone, I mean, there was the young lady that I mentioned before that walked through the door, she was on, like, one of those Craigslist Backpage type
things.
Yeah,
they do that too.
And, you know, they seem to think that that's more safe. And that's just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, because you can't even look at who you're going to see. You
right.
know?
And
you have no idea what you're walking into.
That's true. That is so true. You know what, too, beautiful? We have to learn how to really educate our kids on this issue, because it's a big issue, and we have many women and girls that don't even make it out of this lifestyle. And if they try to leave the pimp, he would beat them. And some women don't, like I said, don't even come out. They be found dead and stuff like that. You know, but we have to learn how to educate our kids, learn who they hanging with, because you got other women that recruit other women for a pimp. So we really have to learn how to educate our kids, know who they hanging with. Even schoolmates does it and still go to school, and they'll recruit for a man, you know, to pimp out a girl and stuff. We have to know who they talking to on the internet. Go and meet their friend's mom. Go and see what really, how they look at, I mean, how they be talking and stuff, but how a man really trick a woman is when he tell her he make all these promises, that he gonna love her, he gonna make sure he have a place for her to stay, because a lot of women, where they find them at, like at bus station, airports, running downtown in the city, in the areas where they be at, and libraries, restaurants. See, they be everywhere. So we really have to pay attention to. We really have to school our girls on not accepting gifts from men. Ask them, you know why you giving me this? Because they trick them like that with gifts, loving them, and then once they earn their trust. And all that, once they win their trust and stuff, they'll say, "Hey, come and go out of town with me." And then when the girl go out of town, he say, "Hey, you're going to have to do something, because we need this and we need that." That's how a lot of them get tricked into prostitution, because like I said earlier, a lot of us look for love in the wrong places, and we stay in these unhealthy relationships thinking that the person's going to change, and they don't. They end up shocking us more, hurting us more, because we didn't leave. We didn't have the courage to leave. We need to speak to someone when we with a man, and he beating on us and telling them what he asking us to do. Go and share that stuff. Like I said, they can always call me, email me, and which is the lady Erica, this beautiful sister right here, going to give you all the information that you need to be able to reach me. If you need me to come and get your child, if anything, in any event, you can always count on me, and I promise you I won't let you down, and I will go and get your child. And that's for real. That's real talk. Back to Erica.
That's from the heart. Because you really, I can tell how much you care about these women and these young women out here, you know, because it's not a lifestyle to live. It's so dangerous, and you never know what's going to happen, what's coming around the corner. You know, it's just scary. And in that same November 2010 study, they found that on any given weekend night in Minnesota, 45 girls under the age of 18 are sold for sex through the internet and escort services. Again, not including street or gang activity, which on the streets and in the gangs, there's a lot more young girls that are being taken advantage of like this. Investigators from three states determined that Minneapolis was the home base of a large domestic prostitution ring compromising three generations of one Minnesota family that was trafficking mostly young girls across the United States. That is just a shame. Minneapolis was the center of this huge prostitution ring. why are we letting our kids do this? Why are we letting people do this to our kids? I don't understand it. And that's a shame that Minneapolis was the home base of that. And unfortunately,
13th state.
Yes.
HSD,
yep.
One of the largest 13 states.
Yep,
HSD.
But they found this was the home, Minneapolis was the home base of a large domestic prostitution ring compromising three generations of one Minnesota family that was trafficking mostly young girls across the United States. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about that, they started investigating that when I was in high school. As a matter of fact, I was in junior high when they started doing that, which was a really long time ago because I'm a little older than junior high now. we're not going to talk about that. but, yeah, I remember in junior high a couple of girls in my class would walk around with beepers. And come to find out, I was in eighth grade, they busted probably about six to ten girls in my class that were in this prostitution ring. And at the time, I was, what are you, in eighth grade? 14?
This is
14 years old. So these girls were young, and they were just running around.
That's taking a child's innocence to use everything.
That, you can't go back after that happens. Okay, let's see. What else do we have? About half of adult women interviewed as part of the 2010 study in Minneapolis stated that they first traded sex when they were under the age of 18 and the average age was 13. So if you have a 13-year-old, you better find out what she's doing.
They're younger than that. They're 11. They get them when they're 11. They runaways. They find runaways. Children run away from foster home. Children run away from home. And we have to learn how to be parents. If our child come and tell us something about a man, investigate it. If they saying they not getting the right things, investigate it. What's wrong? That's our kid. That's our child. If they saying something is not right, go and investigate it. Love our children more than we do a relationship with a man. It's bigger than that. And then once we ignore our children crying out for help, and once they get in the street and something happens to a nine zone our country, then that's a very, very bad place to be at when you feel like when you is responsible for what happened to your child, because we are responsible what happened to our kids. If a child is ranging from the age of 1 all the way up until 17, 18 years old, and we can't control them, something wrong with that picture. We should be in control, not them controlling us. And we have to let them know who to fear. We got to put fear in them kids nowadays, because if we don't, boy, they'll run us over. You know, don't let other people come in your house and do what they want to do in your house. You the one that run the house. We the breadwinners in the house. And then these drugs and the alcohol and all that stuff that came and been put up here and out here, that's what a lot of these women can't be mothers because of the drugs addiction. Women not feeling whole and complete. Because some people don't even get high and they still crazy. And staying relationships ain't good for them. Because they don't feel good about themselves. Women have to learn how to love themselves. Learn how to respect you. Learn your worth, your value, your love for yourself. Learn how to be in a relationship with you first. And start with you. And I bet you if you pray and ask God, God will come in and do those things. God will give you what you need. God wants you to be healthy. God wants us to know how to learn to love ourselves. And then once we have a healthy relationship with us, we know how to get out and have a healthy relationship with other people. We don't have to wait till men abuse us and get 50, 80 years old and then talk about we in recovery. We still can be in recovery, but we don't have to wait that long. We can learn right now. We can learn right now, right where we at. We can come out of the situation we in right now, call and pick up the phone, ask somebody. If you can't think of a number, call 411-211. I bet you they'll be able to give you some help and tell you where you can get some help at. Leave. Don't tell him that you're leaving. Leave. Leave. Soon he gonna see anything. Always be smart. Be smart. While he running around doing all his little stuff, him or her, whoever in an abusive relationship, start making plans to leave. Always have a plan. When you got a plan, that's a sense of direction. Always set a deadline for things. If you don't set a deadline, you'll stay in things longer. Learn how to set deadlines and timelines for stuff to go down and stick with it. If you don't owe nobody something, we owe it to ourselves.
Right.
Shoot.
Preach. That is, I'm telling you, you got me going over here. I'm like, I'm motivated. I ain't even got nobody to leave. I'm ready to leave. So, I mean, really, what you're saying, I hope that these, you know, women are really listening to you, because I feel what you're saying, you know. You got so much passion for what you're saying and what you're doing. And it's just, it's an amazing thing, because if you need help, please go to her website. Let's see what she said. It was www.mycoob.org. Or you can email her at Latrice, Latrice, at mycoob.org. So you can get a hold of her there. You can also call her at 612-225-8830. If you need help, she will be there for you. She will help you out. She will do anything possible for you. Because I know you guys can hear the passion in her voice, and she's, you know, talking about this. And it's just amazing, you know. So we've only got a couple more minutes. We've got about 9 more minutes left for the show. Let me talk about a little bit about the laws. Okay, so solicitation, inducement, and promotion of prostitution, sex trafficking in the first degree. Subdivision 1, whoever, while acting other than as a prostitute or patron, intentionally does any of the following may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 20 years or to payment of a fine of not more than $50,000 or both. So, if you're selling... if you're selling yourself, if you're selling other women or men, I guess, it's possible to be selling also, you could be sent to prison for 20 years and fined $50,000. This includes solicits or induces an individual under the age of 18 years to practice prostitution, promotes the prostitution of an individual under the age of 18 years, receives profit knowing or having reason to know that it is derived from the prostitution or the promotion of the prostitution of an individual under the age of 18 years, or engages in the sex trafficking of an individual under the age of 18 years. So, basically, if they are under the age, if these young children, I will call them, because it's not always girls, it can be boys also.
Amen.
If these young children are under the age of 18 and you are selling them, if you are buying them, if you are promoting the sales of these young kids, if you are doing any of that, you will get 20 years and or $50,000 fine. Probably both. May not be the full maximum, but you will probably get both. Some type of jail time and some type of fine.
But I would like to know this, Miss Beautiful.
Yes.
I would like to know, why do men have to pimp out women? Why they can't go get their own job? That could be your mama, your sister, your auntie, your niece, your cousin.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know what type of family value you got if you say you don't care if it was them. I don't know I don't know who taught you your values and all that, but women are precious. Women are our mother of the earth. Women are the bread. The mothers is the backbone of places, of the household. Women ain't to be sold. Kids ain't to be sold. So what did this idea, where it come from? I would like to know where it come from.
To be honest with you, I don't know.
It hurt my soul.
I mean, even Tupac said it, Tracy. He said, don't hate the ladies that make the babies, you know?
Yeah, that's in his rap song.
Yep.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
You know, why y'all can't follow Tupac? Most of y'all follow him anyway.
Who gave the idea to pimp women?
So, okay, let's go to the solicitation of adults. Whoever, while acting other than as a prostitute or patron, intentionally does any of the following may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 15 years or to pay the payment of a fine of not more than $40,000 or both. And in order to get 15 years and or $40,000, you have to solicit or induce an individual to practice prostitution, promote the prostitution of an individual, receive profits, knowing or having reason to know that it is derived from the prostitution or the promotion of the prostitution of an individual, or engages in the sex trafficking of an individual. So, adults, you're not getting much, you know, whether it's a child or an adult, you're not going to get much leeway there. 5 years less than a child? I don't think so. Just don't traffic people. Let's just not traffic people. We
Amen.
Traffic food, we traffic clothing,
that's
you know.
Right.
We
can't,
trade,
that's
you
right.
know,
cars.
Goods and services.
That's right.
Not selling people.
That's
let's,
right.
Let's not make this a business.
Amen.
Let's get and rid
you,
of this.
Praise God. Amen.
Okay. So, we got 4 minutes left. You got any last closing remarks, Ms. Tracy?
No, I do not. I said what I had to say. I would. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I would like to say again, if you're afraid to get out of the lifestyle, love yourself enough to come out and know that you deserve better. If it's a woman listening, you into this lifestyle and been tricked into this lifestyle, don't be afraid to leave. Be smart. Be smart. And just get up and leave. Just don't come back. If you go on a date, just don't never come back. And always have something lined up where you can straight and reach somebody when you leave him. Like I said, always have a plan and a deadline. So you can go and do what you want to do. And then, I mean, do what you need to do for you. And also love yourself enough to know that you must work more than just laying up on your back for some money. And every time you lay up, a part of you being taken away. Your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your self-value is leaving every time you lay down with a man, because I can't see how a woman can have a high self-esteem and lay down with all these different men and don't pay for nothing. You ain't getting no consequences or nothing behind your actions. So we lose something. And then remember this, and a lot of men say that they watching our backs. How you watching my back and I'm the one in the car with the John? How you watching my back? I'm in the car, so whatever's going to happen to me, if it happens to me in the car, how you going to be able to protect me? You know, a lot of men manipulate the women and say that they're protecting them. You know, I'm a guard you. I'm your protection and all this. How you protecting me and I'm the one in the car with him? So if he kill me and shoot me, how you going to know? You probably didn't get the license plate of the car. So how you going to really be able to tell somebody what had happened to me? No, you just worrying about the money. So don't let them trick you and say that they really love you and they got your back and all this. If a man really love you, he'll go out and get a job. He'll work for you and also to help you to get what you need. And also, even if he had a job, don't be dependent on no man. Get your own stuff, women, not laying on your back.
Yes, ma'am.
Get a job. It's out here to be done. Things can change. Remember, my name is Latrice Graham. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, from the West Side, from the Rockwell Project. And I was in the streets for 29 years. The first time I sold my body, I was 14 years old. So it can be done. Now I've been in recovery. I've been clean 6 years, 6.5 years. And I'm working on this program that we're talking about, not coming out of bondage. And it'll be up and running. It's already up and running, but we still waiting for some more things. But God is good, and I would like to help you. You know, if I can do it, you can do it. And remember, I was out there 29 years of my life. I didn't come out until I was 41. From the age of 14, so it can be done, and know that you deserve better. You don't have to be. Ain't no 90.
Amen.
Think of 90 seconds.
That's an amazing story, and I hope that, you know, some of these women listening have been inspired, because, you know, if you even have one little inkling that you want to get out of it, go. Call her, email her. You know, I'm going to put all the information back up on the website. Let me read her number off right quick real again. You can go and call her at 612-225-8830, or you can email her at help@mycoob.org, mycoob.org, or you can visit her website at mycoob.org, and you can apply to volunteer. You can apply to get help. You can do all that from her website. So with that, I hope you guys have a blessed day, and we will talk to you next week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
Badass, how you feel? All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do? All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.